very pleased to be joined by our next guest. The NHL draft in Philadelphia is about a month away. And I don't know that there will be a whole lot of nail-biting going on by our next guest, but it is a nervous time, and the countdown is on. Aaron Ekblad, projected by many to be the number one pick at that draft, joining us right now. Aaron, good morning. How are things?
Good morning. Things are great. How about you?
Well, I'm okay, but I don't have as much on the cooker as you do between keeping in shape and the combine and doing interviews with teams and the draft. How are you feeling right now? It is a month away, but you know that the next 4 weeks are going to be crazy for you.
Yeah, of course. The NHL Combine actually is quite a few long days, but I'm having a lot of fun with it, and it's great to catch up with a few of the guys that are in the draft class, and it's pretty cool to be able to show your stuff to some of these NHL teams, show the kind of maturity that some of these players have.
What do you feel about the Combine? Because I've talked to a lot of people, both scouts and agents and all of that, and there's varying opinions. You need to be in good shape, but what do you feel you can really prove to anyone in a gym or doing, jumping tests and VO2s?
And I think it's just being able to prove that you're going to push yourself to the absolute limit. The max VO2 is exactly that, and I think a lot of the strength coaches want to see where you're weak and where your potential to improve is. So I think it's all relevant. It's all very important for young players.
The draft year for a player can be something that's a little bit overwhelming. Now, for you, you've been kind of a highly touted and highly thought of player for a long time. You had the exceptional player status that allowed you into the CHL ahead of time for a long time. You have been someone that people have watched. Did that make this year easier for you? Were you more comfortable, do you think, because of that?
Yeah, I guess you can almost say that I'm a late birthday 95 because I've had 3 years in the OHL, and that's kind of the way I look at it. I've had a lot of time to progress, and I've had a lot of time to be scrutinized by a lot of people, and sometimes that hurts the player, sometimes it's good. However, I think it's had a positive outlook on my career.
A lot of play. I know last year that Seth Jones was regarded by many to be the number one pick, and then the Memorial Cup comes, and Nathan MacKinnon has that breakout, and then he goes number one, and Jones falls to the number four spot. We all know that by now. You didn't have the benefit of a long playoff run with Barry this year. Do you feel like you established yourself enough during the regular season and through the nine games, or would you have liked to have had another round or two to really show how you can perform when all the chips are down?
This year it all started at the Ivan Hlinka. I had a long year in Barry, and even went to the World Junior Championship. So.
Yeah.
At each level, I proved myself to be ready, and I proved myself to be a pretty versatile player in all situations. So I think I've had quite a long enough season. I think a lot of people had a lot of time to get their crack at looking at me.
Chatting with Aaron Ekblad, expected to be one of the top two or three picks quite easily at the upcoming draft in Philadelphia here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. When a guy has your size, 6'4", 216, and you're already a little bit heavier than some people might expect at this part of your life, they're gangly, they need to kind of grow into their body. It doesn't seem like that's the case with you. Do you feel like, at least height-wise, do you feel like you're going to get much bigger, or is what we see what we get right now?
I think what you see is what you get right now. I matured pretty early. I grew very fast, but I think my body actually filled out and matured early as well. But I think there's still a long way for me to go to get stronger and be a better hockey player. I think there's more than enough for me to do to be better.
I know that it's got to be in your head that when the draft happens, whatever team it's going to be, and of course you'll be happy to go to whatever team picks you, and we know how that goes, and of course you want to go number one, and it's not that important, I just want to play. We know how all those questions are going to come your way. But the NHL, as a guy who has, like you say, you've played your 3 years of junior, you're 6'4", 220, you seem like you're the most NHL ready. Is it overwhelming to think that by September, and even by this summer, you'll be going to probably a rookie camp or an orientation camp and then a training camp, and as you watch the playoffs that are ongoing, that you could be a part of something like that as soon as September?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's overwhelming, but it's exciting. It's been a long journey to get to this point, and there's a lot of people I have to thank for everything they've done for me to get to this point. But no, it's humbling in ways that I could be back in Barrie next year. But I'm gonna try and do everything in my power to play in the NHL this year, and that's what my goal is.
What do you need to work on? Because everybody, you're 18 years of age, everyone still has work to do, and you will for a long time. But right now, for you specifically, whether it's in the gym or on the ice, what do you feel is your greatest area of need?
I say my foot speed and my power and my stride. I think that's always going to be one of the most important things for me. I think the learning curve to moving the puck quicker or shooting harder, I think that all comes with experience and working at it. I think the most important thing would be my foot speed. I think that's something I can work on in the summer, something I can really hone in on and get better at, and it'll help me a lot to play in the NHL next year.
Aaron Ekblad joining us here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. We have it for a few more minutes. Have you reached out, or has anyone reached out to you in terms of just guidance or advice, whether it be someone who's been drafted early from a recent NHL draft, maybe it's an NHL player who's now watching you do. I just wonder who's maybe given you some sage advice that you've really taken to heart by this point.
I actually did a blog on NHL.com the other day, and I kind of said, you know what? There's a few guys. There's Bobby Orr. There's Mark Scheifele. There's Tanner Pearson. There's Kirby Reich. All guys who have been through this exact process, and some a little bit higher in the draft than others, they've all been through the ranks, and they've all proven themselves at different levels. So it's really all they said was, come into this weekend, come into the next couple of weeks, and enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
Because the destination is only a small part of it, and there's a lot of people you have to thank to get to this point.
So what is up for the next period of time for you? You've got about 4 weeks, the combine in Toronto, and then how are you going to kill time until Philadelphia?
I guess it won't be killing time. It'll be time spent trying to get my foot speed faster. It'll be time spent trying to get stronger and ready for next year. I think anytime I can get in the gym or get on the ice and do that, it's really important.
Aaron, thanks for this. We appreciate your time. I know we'll be talking to you in Philadelphia, but I know you got to run, so we appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Aaron Ekblad will be one of the top picks. And we've talked with Ross McLean from the ISS, talked to Sam Cosentino yesterday. Neither the ISS nor NHL Central Scouting have him ranked as the number one prospect, but yet I have a hard time believing he won't be the first player picked.